Giles Beckford, our RNZ business editor, is with us now. Kia ora. Tough times on the farm have hit PGG Wrightson.
They have indeed, Charlotte. Weaker agricultural market conditions have forced the Rural Services Company to cut its full-year earnings forecast. It's now expecting operating earnings before tax of about $43 million. That compares to its previous forecast of $50 million. PGW Chief Executive Steve Guerin says drought, poor prices, weak markets, interest rates and inflation are taking their toll on farmers and their spending.
It's tough on farm, and I think the majority of farmers are saying, using the words, that the cycle is currently in a bad place. We are seeing this challenge right across the sector. Of course, if you look at other results from some of the processors, you're looking at similar results from some of the Australian entities as well. It is weather conditions that we're seeing across the country, and combined with commodity prices.
Well, Steve Guerin says current conditions justify the company's decision to suspend its dividend in February to save cash. But he says there are some signs that market conditions in the medium term will improve and green shoots are starting to appear. And the rural news after the 12:30 headlines, we'll have a chat with PGG Wrightson's chair, Gary Moore, about the recent kerfuffle with its major shareholder, Agria, which tried and then gave up on trying to oust the local directors. Investment platform Sharesies is branching out into the rural sector. It's going to be the online marketplace for Fonterra farmer suppliers to trade shares in the cooperative amongst themselves. At present, a physical transaction through an NZX broker is needed, but Sharesies will make it quicker and easier to trade. It will also offer a broader range of services such as alerts on price movements and handling multiple farm holdings. Sharesies co-chief executive Leighton Roberts says it offers a new line of business and should lift trading in the cooperative shares.
I think that would be one of the upsides, like the fact that people will be able to have it mobile first. They'll have a lot more flexibility there, and they can make these decisions. They can trade the market. So we would expect there would be more of that happening as opposed to what's happening today. There are other cooperatives, and we would love to start engaging with them. We don't have any plans in place at the moment. Fonterra has been a big one for us, and we'll be happy to launch that mid-year and get the farmers using it.
That's Sharesies co-chief executive Leighton Roberts. And you remember that last week Sharesies acquired a company called Orchestra, which handles the private share schemes that are set up by companies amongst their employees. Well, telecommunications lines company Chorus says it's too soon to say how the Commerce Commission's pushback on capital spending might affect future plans. The Commission wants Chorus to cut 16%. That's about $300 million from the more than $1.6 billion planned for capital spending over the next 4 years. It needs to prove to the Commission that there are benefits for consumers in price and service. Of course, spokesman Julian Kersey says the lines company has already cut spending by $200 million and it'll look to show the Commission that its investments will benefit consumers.
We're moving into a different phase. So we've sort of finished the phase where we've built the vast bulk of our fibre network. So a lot of our plans over the coming years are around how we maintain the network, how we keep building capacity, because everyone's using more and more broadband every year. And then there's spend allocated for expanding our network. So we're currently building to another 10,000 premises around New Zealand, and we'd like to do more of that over the coming years.
That's Julian Kersey of Chorus. Now, if you're wondering why the Commerce Commission's involved with Chorus, it's because Chorus has dominance in the broadband fibre market, and some of its services are price regulated. Well, tackling high costs and getting sales is taking precedence over cybersecurity for the heads of small and medium-sized businesses. The latest BDO Business Wellbeing Index, and it's based on the views of about 650 business leaders, shows that companies are also grappling with new technologies such as artificial intelligence. Less than half of those respondents who responded are positive about making change, although that might change in the coming half year or so. BDO advisory partner Kimberly Simon says business heads are making tough choices, but they need to be aware of the risks in the decisions they make.
What could be creating quite a difference in New Zealand compared to globally is our makeup of businesses in terms of being largely small to medium businesses. We have so many of them in this country, and they do have smaller budgets, so that need to take that off-the-shelf package and hope that it works for their business is probably more prevalent than overseas, where they may spend a lot of money to find the right solution. I think the risk around cybercrime is certainly understated at the moment, and the financial risk and the reputational risk is potentially not being considered fully by business leaders at the moment.
That's Kimberly Simon of BDO. She says the overall tone of the survey is downbeat. Coming up to 25 past 12, time to catch up on what's happening with financial markets. I'm joined by Mark Fowler of Forsyth Barr. Kia ora to you, Mark.
Good afternoon, Giles.
Well, it was a sea of red. I looked at the share market at the opening this morning. Is there any improvement? It was deeply red.
It was deeply red to open, Giles, but it has recovered a touch. So the NZX 50 gross index is at 11,807 points, so down about 0.5%. But as you said, it was down about 1.25% early on. I guess some of the weakness has come through from the likes of the utilities. So Meridian, that's down over 1.25%, trading at $5.69. Mercury Energy, also down over 1%, trading at $6.41. I heard you refer to Chorus in your earlier bulletin. The market's certainly not liking that reduction in capital spend from Comcoms. It's down 1.5%, trading at $7.40. I guess one bright spot, though, on the opening this morning is PGG Wrightson, also referenced earlier. That's up over 4%, trading at $2.02.
Is there any particular reason, any one factor that's driving market sentiment? Because, you know, we've had one positive day in about 10 days, I think. It's pretty glum out there.
Look, it is pretty glum. And I think, you know, yesterday's CPI print where, you know, domestic inflation is still well above 5% and the likelihood of interest rates having to be held, you know, higher for longer, I think is certainly weighing on the New Zealand market.
Right, let's whip across the Tasman and see how Australia started.
Yes, so look, Australia is slightly more positive. They're up about sort of 0.25%. The S&P ASX 200 at 7,632 points, and that's really been driven by the resource sector with both BHP and Rio opening strongly this morning.
Which takes us to the New Zealand dollar.
Yeah, so the New Zealand dollar, that's back above 59 cents against the US dollar, so at 59.10. Against the Aussie, we're at 91.98. Against the Japanese yen, 91.20. Against the sterling, we are at 47.45. And the euro, 55.40, with the New Zealand trade-weighted index currently at 70.2.
Which leaves us with interest rates, oil and gold.
Yes, interest rates have sort of gone a little higher in the last couple of sessions. I referred to that sort of CPI print yesterday. So 10-year government bonds, they're trading back at 5%, and 3-month bank bills trading at 5.7%. In terms of oil, so West Texas Intermediate, that's trading at $82.75 US a barrel. And finally, gold, spot gold, is trading at US dollars, $2,367 an ounce.
Thank you very much. That is Mark Fowler from Forsyth Barr. Time just to say that at the annual shareholders meeting for the stock exchange operator NZX, they've been hearing that the downturn in trading over the past year is at the lowest in 9 years, and it's cost them around $4 million in revenue. We'll update all the news and numbers for you at about 5:30 in Checkpoint, but for now, Charlotte, that's business. Kia ora.
Thank you very much, Giles.